The Three Treasures. Johnny slowly climbed the hill toward the cave. All at once, he heard a rustling sound behind him. He turned quickly and almost couldn't believe his eyes. Playful, what are you doing here? I have to help you kill the dragon, said the ant seriously, and he tried to make himself look fearless. But the truth was that he had come because he really missed Johnny. Playful boasted that he had studied combat skills and tried to show off his knowledge. Johnny had to hold him back, since they wouldn't be able to fight the dragon with their own strength, and any kind of military training would just be a burden. The entrance to the cave was like a tunnel. Johnny really liked tunnels, as long as there was light. A flashlight! That would be helpful now, but Johnny had lost it in the belly of evil fish. What would light their way? They carefully entered the cave. The darkness was thick enough to cut. The ant clung to Johnny like a tick and kept asking him if he was sure he had really understood the dove. But Johnny was so certain he was able to calm him down. He remembered when the electricity had gone out once while he and Dad were going to visit the neighbours on the 10th floor of their apartment building. His dad held his hand tightly in the darkness and sang a song which he suddenly recalled. A fire lit in me, it burns within my heart, it guards me from sin, and my soul lives. It was strange that as long as Johnny sang, he wasn't afraid at all, even though he couldn't see a step ahead of him. As he continued singing, he saw his own cleansed heart. He had believed that it was clean, but he had never seen it. It was as clean as a crystal clear stream. It shone as if it had a light inside it, bright enough to light the whole cave. It was a gorgeous cave. Johnny had never seen one so beautiful. From above hung golden icicles, and the path beneath their feet was made from lovely, sparkling diamonds. Johnny thought to himself, I surely must have found the treasure, but which diamonds should I take? They all seem to be smiling at me strangely. The ant was wild with excitement and happiness and picked up such a big pile of precious stones that it was almost impossible to see him behind it. Johnny also wanted to put the biggest and most sparkling stones into his pocket when he suddenly tripped over something else. He stood up and looked curiously at three grey stones. What are these ordinary stones doing among so many beautiful diamonds? Then it came to his mind that Jesus had left his glory and beauty in heaven so that he could become an ordinary man. And when he hung on the cross, he didn't seem at all like a rare gem. The longer Johnny stared at those rocks, the more he wanted to pick them up. Don't even think of picking up those, Playful seemed to read his mind. Don't be silly, take this big jewel. Later you can sell it and you will be able to buy all the toys in the world. The ant continued to daydream. Johnny considered it for a while too. Lately, all he had to play with was his stuffed hedgehog. It always seemed to him that his friends had better toys than he had. Once, while in the store with his mum, he saw many toys and he wanted to get one of each. Now he could choose the diamonds with which he would be able to buy the whole toy store. He was already imagining that he had the most toys of all. Suddenly, Johnny recalled how the devil tempted Jesus with all the wealth in the world. He pulled himself together at once. He felt this was a similar test. Once more, he gazed appreciatively over the diamonds that finally his eyes fell again on those three grey stones. Then it all became clear. Surely those are the three treasures that the dove meant. Johnny took confidence, placed them in his backpack and continued on the path. Finally, he convinced the ant to put the diamonds down. When he did, the first rays of sunlight shone into the cave and the ant cheered up. As they left the cave, the sun's lovely warm rays wrapped them around them as if wanting to hug them for making the right choice. Johnny and the ant had come a long way and were getting hungry, so they took some nuts from the backpack. As they were taking them, Playful noticed the stones had cracked. I shouldn't have let you talk me into it. I could have been rich. From all those beautiful stones, we chose grey rocks, and now they have even burst, cried the ant, who still didn't understand that the most rare and valuable things were often simply clothed. Even Jesus was born in a stable and laid in a manger among the cows and sheep rather than in a palace. And he was the King of Kings. He was the most valuable jewel, and so many didn't even notice him. When Johnny studied the cracks in the rocks, he found out that those rocks could be opened like some kind of box. He held his breath as he opened the first of the rocks. There was a message which read, "Whoever wants to conquer the dragon must pass through the land of chocolate without touching anything." He opened the second, and the message read, "Whoever wants to conquer the dragon must pass through Windland without complaining." He opened the third. "Whoever wants to conquer the dragon must pass through the land of forbidden toys and be courageous." When Johnny had read the hidden messages in the stones, he understood what great worth those ordinary grey stones had, what fantastic wisdom was hidden in them, and how good God was to reveal his secrets to him.